I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for another edition of the award-winning history program, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens passed away earlier this month at the age of 99, and the Nunn Center has a recent interview conducted with the justice.
The Nunn Center has a 2017 interview with Justice Stevens. The interview was conducted as part of our Heyburn Initiative, which is a national nonpartisan endeavor established to document and study the role of the third branch, with a particular focus on Kentuckians' contributions. So it's a partnership between UK Libraries and the College of Law. And our mission in the libraries is to really build the historical collections that document Kentuckians' roles in the federal courts. And we're also conducting oral histories. So we've conducted 43 oral history interviews to date, mostly conducted by Anu Kasa Rabada, who is the project manager for the Heyburn Initiative. She's interviewed people like Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, federal judges, federal prosecutors like Stephen Reed, the first and actually only African-American United States attorney in Kentucky history, and an interview with Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens.
And he was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1975 by President Ford, retiring in 2010. And his law career had a very interesting start.
Well, during the years 1946 to 49, there were actually three Kentuckians on the Supreme Court: Fred Vinson, Stanley Reed, and Wiley Rutledge. Before Justice Stevens was a Supreme Court justice himself, he began his career as a law clerk for Supreme Court Justice Wiley Rutledge. He begins this interview by telling the story of how he was assigned to Justice Rutledge.
In the spring of 1947, Art Cedar, who was a classmate of mine at Northwestern, and I were close to graduation. Willard Pedrick, who was on the faculty then, asked us to meet with him in his office, and we met with him and Willard Wirtz, another member of the faculty, and they told us that they had the probability of getting two Supreme Court clerkships for Northwestern graduates. And we were at the top of the class in academic prowess. And so they asked us which one each of us would like to have for either Chief Justice Vinson or Wiley Rutledge. And the Vinson clerkship would not start for another year, whereas Rutledge's clerkship would start immediately after our the fall after our graduation. And we both felt we were senior citizens, wanting to get started in the practice of law as soon as possible. And so we both wanted the Rutledge clerkship for timing reasons rather than any difference between the justices. And we couldn't agree on which one, so we did not agree on which one would take the Rutledge and which would take the Vinson clerkship. And in order to resolve our difference, we decided to flip a coin, which we did, and which I won. And for that reason, I got the Rutledge clerkship rather than the Vinson clerkship.
Rutledge had a profound influence on Stevens. In this clip, he really characterizes that relationship.
I want to ask you about what Justice Rutledge was like to work for. What kind of dynamic did you have with him? Was it one of partnership, boss, employee, mentor, mentee, all of the above?
Well, yes, all of the above. We had a very good working relationship. He never hesitated to talk to us or to ask our opinion on something he was trying to think through. And he was always very candid and frank in his discussions with us, so that we had a very, very healthy and open working relationship with him.
Justice Stevens was characterized as a humble, thoughtful figure who, like his mentor, frequently dissented with the court's majority.
And this interview is online.
While some of the Heyburn interviews are restricted, many of them are available online at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History has been our guest today on Saving Stories. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.